going to tell you that you put your dancing shoes on. But you must be sitting on the edge of your seat, because there are two things going on right now that are actually keeping you up, making you nervous, making you hold your head in your hands, close your eyes, heart in your mouth. That's the World Cup and Wimbledon. So as I prepare to go to centre court, I'm getting ready just to share with you first. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. I have to say it every week, right? We cover literally every aspect of health and vitality. We do that on Alexa, we do it on podcast, we do it on iOS and Android. However you get your media, we are there to serve you. How you doing? So I hope, like me, you to remember that you are blessed and divinely favoured, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem and the answer to somebody's prayer. Now, what I noticed that I had actually stopped saying it, when my mum passed away and people asked me how I'm doing, it was not bad, I'm okay, I'm good. And then God just gave me a little joke the other day. And I'm going to tell you a story in a moment that made me cry at the weekend. But I have to remember, I'll be reminded by God and my mum, she's okay and I'm going to be fine. I am blessed and divine. So Her Health and Happiness, as you know, is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week is no different. I really want to diligently now explore my adult modelling. Something I wanted to do when I turned sassy, sexy, 60. That's 3.5 years ago. And I haven't really dug into it. So I want to look at age-defying health. I want to look at investing into your physical pension plan. And the thread of this show really is about recognising that you don't retire from looking after your health. You just retire on the health you've invested in. I'm letting that land for a second. I'm going to say it again. We never retire from looking after our health. We just retire with the health we've invested in. Watching the tennis, I am distracted. My heart is in my mouth. I recorded this show late because I'm watching Auger, Alazim, and Djokovic, and I am telling you, this is a match that gets you on the edge of your seat. Anyway, let's get into the show. Listen, you know, it's interesting, right? Because everywhere we look, we are told how to defy age. We've got age-defying creams, age-defying this, age... You know, there's adverts to tell you about the perfect facelift. We can have this. We can have a plump up here and a lift up here and a tuck in there. Anti-aging creams. We've got biohacking. We've got supplements. We've got injectable. We've got so many things that tell us that we can defy age. But the thing is, what if we've misunderstood the actual whole assignment? Perhaps we shouldn't be trying to look younger, but maybe we should be investing in feeling stronger. Not an age-defying appearance, but age-defying health, right? So we're able to look good, right? So that people look and they can't believe your age because we have this preconceived notion of what you're supposed to look like in your 50s, what you're supposed to look like in your 60s, what you're supposed to look like in your 70s. That's based on our parents. That's how we see it. It's based on our parents. This is how our parents were, and so this is how we should be. You know, life is this way, life is that way. These are the things that we should expect as we get older. We should expect posture to change. We should expect, you know, the middle age spread. So we should expect the tummy to go this way, the hips to go that way, the tits to come down, and, you know, that's it. We kind of have this thing where, you know, the breasts rest on the belly and the belly rests on the pelvis and on the thighs. You know, we've got this preconceived notion that as we get older, everything goes south. That's the common edge. You get older, everything's going to go south. And so that's why we're trying to age defy. We're trying to make sure that we can defy gravity and lift everything up. But what if I told you, if you go onto my Instagram, at Pelvic Secrets, if you follow me on LinkedIn or Facebook, Jenny with an I, Jenny Russell, or you find me at Pelvic Floor Secrets and you follow me in any of those mediums there, you will see how I look at Sassy Sexy 63. I've had no operations whatsoever. I've not had any facelifts. I've not had anything that, you know, I've used to try and lift me up or push me out or pull me down. I haven't had a tummy tuck. I haven't done anything. The only thing I wish I had done was lift my boobies just a bit. I fed my son at night until he was 18 months. So, you know, but hey, listen, I used to tell my friends all the time, everyone's got something, right? And I'm exposing myself here. But you know what? Nothing a good push-up bra can't do and deal with, right? But the butt. The butt's the most important one for me. As long as it's up and it's up naturally, that's what matters. Anyway, I digress. So, as I said many times on the show, in 2007-08, I trademarked P3, the Physical Pension Plan Investment Program. And that for me was really, then the strap line I had there was health and finance in harmony. And that's that whole essence of recognizing that we put this money to one side. When we are working, we have money taken out to invest into our pensions at source, so we never see it. So that we work, you know, average of about 40 years, so that when we retire, we've got this financial investment that's supposed to help us to live better, to be able to enjoy the freedom that we want to experience and be able to travel at leisure, because now the time belongs to us. And so what we have is the finance that allows us to be able to go from A to B to C to D and do whatever. But here's the thing. In the 40 years that we're working, we are working so hard. We're working longer and longer and longer hours. We're trying to make sure, because things are becoming more expensive, with much more material, we want a lot more bang for our buck. And so that costs, right? It costs. But it doesn't just cost in our pocket, it costs in our body. And internally, that body is storing up and storing up and storing up. And so that strap line I gave you at the beginning, where I said, you don't retire from looking after your health, you retire with the health you have invested in. It really depends on how you've invested into that health. So that's what we have. So, you know, if we were to think about our physical pension, the way we thought about our financial pension, but the difference is, you know, you're thinking, oh, well, I've got to put something. At source, you can do that. Every time you walk somewhere, that's an investment into your physical pension plan. Every meal that you choose to have, everything you decide to eat, whatever it is you choose to eat, that's an investment into your physical pension plan. Every night's sleep, the time you go to bed, the quality of the sleep you have, how you wake up in the morning, that's an investment into your pension plan. Every workout you do. People say, I hate exercise, but the body was designed to move. You have to squat to get in and out of your car. You have to squat to go to the toilet. You have to squat to sit down on a chair. So what if every workout, everything you did, you know, you're doing it, maybe you're doing it for fun, yes or no, but you are doing it, and actually as you're doing it, it's actually paying, it's rewarding you all the time. Every liter of water, every structured food you're doing, everything you do, from your connections to your rehydration, to your spirituality and sunlight, your thoughts, your breath, your hydration, everything is a deposit into your physical pension plan. And, you know, it's more than a product. It's more than a product. It's a philosophy. So really, what it is, it's an opportunity for your body to ask, what does it need? When does it need it? How does it need it? And if your body was to make a withdrawal tomorrow, if it needed to take something from it, would there be anything left in the account to use? If you don't drink enough water, you acidify the body, you dehydrate the cells. And so that opens the door for many dysfunctions, diseases. It opens the door for arthritis and arthritic changes. It opens the door for many neurological issues. So is there anything to draw on if water is something that many people say they don't like? They say they don't like water because it has no taste. Does water need to have a taste in order for you to be able to enjoy the rewards that water does at the cellular level? That's the question. So that's what we need to understand. And this is really quite nice because the biggest trends that are moving today are trends that are taking us away from quick fixes and they're taking us towards healthy aging, right? So, you know, it's about health span, it's about longevity, it's about strength, it's about pelvic health. It's about prevention rather than simply treating the disease. So I say hallelujah, because you know how long we've waited for this. And experts are also emphasizing community, which I had put down as a principle of health in lockdown, way before we talked about connections, recovery, nervous system health, and it's over constant optimization. And that's amazing because literally the nervous system runs everything. So why we have taken so long to finally discover that actually, you know, that there's two pathways to the nervous system. And if we keep running one pathway and not using the other, we are going to find ourselves in problems. Why we have taken this long to realize that is crazy. I mean, I have talked for years and years about maintaining, right? And now the wellness world is finally catching up. When I look at what I want to do in terms of adult modeling, it's really, for me, about being able to be this health expert who shows the athleticism that my body has, the natural look that I have, that's not different to anybody else other than the fact that this is the health I've retired with. This is what I have put into my system over a period of time, and this is where I find myself now. And so because of those things here now, I'm able to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I'm able to play my tennis. I'm able to go swimming. I'm able to get up in the morning. I'm able to exercise. I'm able to enjoy life without having to worry about pain and discomfort. That's the first thing, you know, to wake up in the morning pain-free. Do you know how precious that is? To wake up in the morning and be pain-free is crazy. To wake up in the morning and have your own teeth in your mouth, that's another crazy thing. It's just about investment. And all I want to do is be able to give you those things. So the programs that I have, the coaching that I do, you know, the 6 months coaching, the 12-month coaching, is just to bring you to a point whereby you don't have to spend thousands of pounds. Because you'll turn around and say that this investment, learning about yourself and improving the whole self, is too much. But you'll take thousands of pounds and put it onto your face that you have to continue to do, or into your breasts or something else. So we've got to change that narrative. We've got to change that, because it's a very expensive journey once you go down the surgical route. And it's something you have to repeat, and you don't know what you're putting in your system. You don't know how your body's going to respond. You don't even know how you're going to respond going under the knife and have an anesthetic. So we have to be careful about what it is we do and how it is we do it. And that, for me, is really why P3 is so much more powerful than any other product that's out there. Because I'm not trying to hide the lines I have. They're not strong. I do exercises that exercise my face and different pieces. I'm not trying to hide who I am. I'm just glad that my skin is clear, it's smooth, it's soft, my eyes are bright, my brain functions well. You know, I have a freshness about me and I have a vitality about me that allows me to carry myself with the confidence because I've looked at how to look after myself for so long. So let's try and build that up for ourselves. Let's try and invest in that and let's get involved. So I'm gonna, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Djokovic has just done it. Ah, let's play a trail. Djokovic has done it. Oh my giddy aunt. I lie. This one here is a 10-point tiebreak. I thought he'd done it. He got 7-3. See, I'm doing the radio show, but I can't help it. This is amazing.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Novak has just won, which is great. So you know this is a late night show, yeah? He's just won. I know he was really tired, but I would have loved it if he even just mentioned Auger Elazé, because I mean, he gave him, it was a tight match, it was anybody's game, but he could have at least complimented his opponent, because his opponent took him toe to toe. Anyway, I think, you know, what we need to look at when it comes to our health is, like, now we're, like, for me at Sassy Sexy 63, I need to look at the health that I'll need at 80. And I need to start building it now. If you're in your 40s, you're looking at the health you'll need at 50 and 60. If you're in your 50s, you're looking at the health you'll need at 70 and 80, like myself. If you're in your 70s, you're looking at the health you'll need at 80 and 90. And I think, you know, this is the difference. It's about how you want to live. And I think there's a beauty in that, you know, we can live longer. I think we're living quite hard. We're living quite harsh. We're not living long. We're here for a long time. But we're being propped up by medications, by surgery. So the quality of our life has been taken away. And it's been replaced by artificial things that make us feel like we have the life. But, you know, we have it based on timings for pills and the belief that if we don't do X, Y, and Z and A, B, and C, then things are going to fall apart. So I just really hope that as I move into with my bi-monthly program for Unfiltered that we do in Soho, the next one will be in September, because I have to say it is taking me a bit of time to get myself together. So last weekend I went to a beautiful christening. My surrogate goddaughter christened her sons, and I went last weekend, and it was a lovely event. And there was a wonderful gentleman that I met in St. Lucia when she got married, and it's her step grandma's brother. And I saw him on Saturday, and he's like, "Oh, Jenny, it's so lovely to see you. You look so lovely, blah, blah, blah." He said, "You know, I've got married again." He's a Christian man. It's really lovely. He got married again. And he introduced me to his wife, and his wife said to me, "Hi, my name's Marjorie." And it's like someone had kind of just like stabbed me in my throat. And I just took this big gasp and was taken aback and burst into tears, because that is my mother's name. And Marjorie is such an old name, and you just don't, it's very rare to meet a Marjorie. And I was just, they were older than me. And it just, she didn't look like my mum. She didn't sound like my mum, but it was just the name. And it just threw me. And then, of course, it was my first experience seeing some friends I hadn't seen for ages. How's your mum doing? How are things going with your mum? It really kind of, it made the weekend, the Saturday, quite difficult. And I found myself crying quite a lot. But then one of my friends really made, you know, a great suggestion. So Sunita said to me, you know, maybe from a different perspective, it was an angel sent from God, from your mum, to say she's okay and you're going to be okay. Which is like, well, that's true. I could look at it from that perspective. But when I first, it was like I'd been hit by a brick or something, or hit by a bus. And I just didn't know, I didn't realize I was going to respond that way. So grief can show up in so many different ways. But one of the things I know that has motivated me to make sure I maximize my health was the loss of the health my mum had, especially the brain health. I don't want to lose the memory of having 7 people in the room, 5 outside, food, drink and music when I gave birth to my oldest son. I don't want to lose that memory. I don't want to lose the memory of, you know, becoming Britain's fittest woman and becoming a record holder. I don't want to lose that memory. I don't want to lose the memory of having my first book, Can of Vagina, really by Mercedes, published. Actually knowing that I'd sold 4,000 copies without even getting onto a bookshelf. Having it a whole page in the then Sunday, News of the World Sunday magazine. Having an interview on This Morning Television, just myself being interviewed by Philip Schofield and Fern Britton. Forget about what you think about what Philip did then. It's just about what I was able to achieve without actually having, you know, this big sort of entourage behind me or this big platform. Social media then, back then in 2006, it wasn't there. That's what I was able to do for myself. I don't want to lose the memory of helping a client, and many clients, but this particular one I still love, one of the earlier ones back in 2006, 2007, who had been struggling with uterine prolapse, told she had to have an operation, struggled with intimacy. I don't want to lose the memory of actually being able to reverse what the physio had been doing in 8 months, and without change, I was able to change in 6 weeks. And she was signed off from the physiotherapy. I was invited to the house, given champagne. Husband stood behind her, kissed her on the head. Thank you for giving me my wife back. There's just a few of my memories. I don't want to lose them. You know, I've had some great memories, intimate and otherwise. I don't want to lose those memories. I don't want to lose them. So I think it's important, you know, for us to be able to look after that health. And that health, I really don't take for granted. I really don't take it for granted. So that's what I want to build up. If you want to contact me and find out any more information about what the physical pension plan is, how you can get involved in one of the coaching programs, one of my online masterclasses, a 60-day journey is a great step. There's a new program coming out as well, which I'm going to talk about shortly. All of those things, if you want to get in touch with me and find out, then you can email me. In fact, you can just send me an email, jenny@jennyrussell.com. So you can send me that. You can go onto the website, but the website I barely use. It's going to be completely revamped and changed, but you can still go onto the website and see, basically, I have specialised in intimate health forever, and I will be there until God calls me home, because I know that's where we struggle. I went to have my nails done today, ready for Wimbledon, and the lady that I had, she asked me what I do. I told her, and straight away she started to ask me about, you know, vaginal orgasms, and, you know, is it possible? Can people have them? You know, why am I not having? I love when people say, why am I not having these? I mean, I just met this lady, so I don't know, right? But we ask these questions. But it's so nice to be able to do this. And then when you probe a bit deeper and you have this conversation, it's like, well, I've been married 20 years, so I shouldn't expect it. Well, that's also a misconception and a myth. Who told you that? The other thing was, when I asked the questions, do you initiate intimacy? Do you initiate sex? Like, no, I don't get on top anymore. I don't like my body. Okay. So what have you tried to do to change what you don't like? Nothing. How's your nutrition? Oh, it's crap. So sometimes we don't even realize we say these comments about ourselves and where we find ourselves, but actually we contribute to where we find ourselves without even thinking about it or giving it a second thought. And so our nutrition and lifestyle have to flow together. They asked if her husband tells her he loves her, if he looks at her. And even that, you know, the whole thing is, it's the interpretation. If the compliments are missing, how do you interpret what that means for you? And then do you find solace and comfort in the things that actually perpetuate the thing you don't like, which is your body? So, you know, and that's the body we live in. I want us as females to love the body God gave us. But that might just mean that we have to make some choices. And really, when you think about it, the choices that I'm encouraging you to make, not telling you to make, but I'm encouraging you to make, are really about choices for nutrition that will give you the body you will love instead of the body that you don't love. So if the nutrition is creating the body that you are embarrassed by, that you don't love anymore, that you've, because if you don't love your body, do you think your husband loves the body that you don't love? Because you can only be loved to the degree in which you love yourself. So maybe he senses your lack of self-love, which comes out in your lack of self-care, which then comes out in your lack of self-awareness. So this is why the 60-day journey is so powerful. Because we start with self and we come back to self. And we look at why, if our self-love is lost and it's not there, then our self-care can be superficial. And if that's the case, then our self-awareness is misguided. But actually, a statement made the wrong way can actually create an emotional response that stimulates the hormones that take us in a direction we don't want to go. That's our she. That's who we are. And so everything else that comes after that, that's the she. Self-love, self-care, self-awareness. Our hormonal harmony dictated by our emotional responses, our emotional empowerment. And so then we move into comes first. We move into our connections. Because people say, show me your friends and I'll show you who you become. It's really important about how we connect and who we connect with. We look at that. We look at oxygen. Because many times when we don't like what we see, we don't even realize we're either holding the breath or hyperventilating, creating an environment within the body that doesn't help health. Then we say we don't like to move, and we don't move. But there are movements that matter, especially as we get older. How do you get in and out of your car, up and down your stairs, in and out of the chair? How do you move? Movements that matter. And then we need to exercise, not just the physical exercise, but the mental exercise, so that we don't go down the road where all those beautiful memories are taken away. I use that lovely statement that I heard at a funeral, which says, death leaves a void that no one can fill, but love leaves memories that no one can steal. And then I remember Alzheimer's. And that's why, as I said to you, I liken my mum's Alzheimer's to being burgled. So I suddenly realised, as much as I love that statement, it's in fact not completely true. Because based on how we choose to live and what we choose to invest into mentally, emotionally, hormonally, physically, structurally, etc., hydrationally, circadian health, that memory, that very memory, can be taken from us. And it's, you know, the burglar's coming in. It's like we've got the front door open. And so that's why he's burgling us. He's not burgling us. He's not breaking in. We're inviting him in. And we invite him in by the excess sugars, the poor food choices, the nutrition, the late nights. So we have to think about what it is we're doing. Anyway, I'm going to play another trail. And then I'm going to come back and just talk about the first week of bladder basics. Because that's one of the things that women are struggling with. And we should not be in a position where we as females are struggling with our bladder. Because we also have to remember that since we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we were not designed to leak this way.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Tonight I'm letting go, cause
got a bit more music this week. But I do hope you found it useful this time. I'm not telling you off. I'm not telling them off. But I think sometimes we just need to actually be able to look at things differently. I suppose if somebody told you when you have your first Botox injection, I should tell you, come back every 3 months. But what that's doing to the skin, what that's doing to the internal world, what happens when you stop, would you make the same decision? But if you were shown some face exercises that you could do, understood hydration better, understood sleep, understood exercise, understood breathing, and realised that the face doesn't have to sag as you get older, would you make a different decision? That's all I'm saying. So, it was really great. Last weekend, we started a lovely new programme that I have, Bladder Basics. And literally, it's a 3-week course that will introduce you to your bladder, give you some statements, some did you knows about your bladder that many people really don't know and your doctor doesn't tell you. Gives you some tasks for you to realise, what am I unintentionally doing that's contributing to my bladder weakness or the challenges I may have with my bladder? And so it helps us to realise that your bladder is more than just a storage bag. And actually, everything that God put within us is clever. It's intelligent. It communicates. And it does. It depends on your breath. It depends on your posture. It depends on your hydration habits. It depends on your pressure management. It depends on your nervous system regulation. Now, we mentioned earlier that everyone's talking nervous system. So I suppose when you think about the bladder, when you go to the doctor, does the doctor say to you, well, actually, how do you breathe? Let me see how you breathe. How do you hold yourself up in a field of gravity? How does your structure, your physicality, hold your internal organs up in a field of gravity? How are they able to support you internally so that the pressure doesn't travel down onto the bladder? Why is your posture important? Why is your job and what you do important? Because it will influence the bladder in one way or another. So this is what we were doing. So this is really nice. And what that does is it's allowed us to help women to think about the way they view continence. And to also recognise that if we stick with pads, pants and containment, PPC, that we continue to line the pockets of those who provide the products that remember become the third biggest contributor to landfill, that don't actually allow us to reverse the damage or change the outcome, but they actually help us maintain the status quo whilst they profit from our lack of information or our lack of intention to make an active change so that it supports our well-being in the long run. I mean, for me, I had my last period at the age of 49. So that's like 14 years ago. I haven't had to buy sanitary products for 14 years. And when you think about the products we usually buy, we buy them once a month when we were menstruating. How much are we really spending when we're now buying these continence products, which they know now are a profit-making venture, and so the prices of them are shot through the roof. So we've got to make a different decision, and that's going to help us. So we've got to know now that once we've done that, now we're moving into week two. What are the practical steps that we can take to make changes? How are we going to do our self-assessment? How are we going to be assessed? And how now are we going to start to begin to make small step changes to the bladder from this Saturday, 8 o'clock in the morning? So if you want to get involved in Bladder Basics, jenny@jennyrussell.com, you can email me and I can get you in touch with the program. But what is really lovely now is that moving on from there is that I did with my client last week, we did part of the 60-day journey is a detox. And I have this really beautiful now, this gut rest and 4-day food rotation protocol within the 60-day. So we did this last week. And I have to say, even in lockdown, we did so many different detoxes. But this one has to be about the most enjoyable detox I have ever done. It was a joy to do. It's finished now. Now we're into the 4-day food rotation, but I am still making the chlorophyll water and the things that are within that gut rest, because I enjoyed it that much and it's really good. So it's not just another diet, which, you know, in my book, diet is an acronym for difference in eating this, difference in eating that. The difference being whether we're eating towards optimizing our health or minimizing our health. I also have a new acronym for food, which is literally, it's just the foundation of our discipline versus the foundation of our desires. So one is a desire. I desire to eat that cake. I desire to eat that food. I desire. The other one is discipline. Do you know what? I really desire that cake, but. And so literally, the difference between those two is the foundation of our decisions. That's the difference. And so this is the 72-hour gut rest. And then it has a 4-day food rotation protocol. It's not about eating less. It's just literally about understanding more and being able to do a great, really good self-assessment and fine-tuning. So the benefits of this really are the reduced inflammation, the reduced bloating, the improved energy, the clearer thinking, clarity of thought, the brain fog, all that fatigue gone, the reduced pelvic pressure, the improved bowel habits, which are massive. The foundation of your health is in your gut, it's in your doo-doo, so it's really important. Gives you greater body confidence, and it just lets you know that it's not that the body needs more. It just needs to be understood. And so once you have a better understanding, then life now becomes a different thing for you to focus on. And so that's what's really, really nice. So we're coming towards the end of the show. And I hope you found this really useful. So there are masterclasses that I run. I'm no longer doing any more free masterclasses, but it's just a mere £10 investment. The next one, I'm having a break this weekend. So the next one will be in 2 weeks' time. We start back again and we start looking at the health again. So we have a new 60-day journey starting. That will start after the holidays as well. So there's a wait list for the 60-day journey. There is, and the next Bad Habits Basics will start. I think a lot of these things may break for the summer. There'll be masterclasses in between. There's the online Swiss ball class. Of course, the fascia therapy is available for you to book, which is another absolutely fantastic product that actually helps to reset the nervous system, recalibrate the nervous system. It helps to flush out toxins. It helps to remove emotional trauma. It helps to improve posture and performance. And it's a great way to kickstart well-being. So all of these products go together. Nothing works on its own. The left leg works with the right leg, etc., etc. So nothing works on its own. You can do the 72-hour gut rest followed by the 4-day food rotation protocol. That starts you off. You can then do bladder basics. If you have weakness within the bladder, you can do that. You can follow that through with the 6-week arc, which helps you awareness, recovery, and you start again. So then choices. So that's there. And then that moves you into the 60-day journey. But if you want to jump straight into the one-to-one coaching, that's available for you to have. That's wonderful. And of course, you can come along to Soho. The next one, I think is the 13th of September, I think it is. And that's a wonderful time to actually come along and do some practical sessions and have an evening of education, entertainment, and networking. So as we come towards the end of the show, I just want to remind you that, you know, everything I've spoken about this week, It's not about what's trending. It's about what we can do to tend to ourselves. Not trend, but tend to ourselves. It's not a Zempec, so there's no adverse side effects to investing in any of my programs. There's no adverse side effects. There's no quick fix. You know, I did a photo shoot on Sunday, which is absolutely fantastic. I can't share the pictures on social media because it's part of a bigger campaign. But the comments that I get about my arms and my shoulders and my back, you know, it's sassy, sexy, 63, it's really quite nice. And I have shared some pictures of a little recent modelling stint I did in Brixton. It's not about trying to look younger. It's just about looking well, right? It's just about health investing. It's about saying to yourself, I'm going to give myself a physical pension plan so it matches my finance, so that when I get to the point where I can retire, of course I can retire because I have the health and vitality that allows me to move freely, to go on holiday without pain. There's nothing worse than going on holiday but being restricted because the body restricts you because it can't do what you want it to do because you haven't helped it to be able to do that. It's not another diet, because everybody's on a diet. It's just another way of actually being able to realise, am I helping my health or am I hindering it? And just imagine, you have an opportunity to ensure that your grandchildren can inherit healthy habits. You have an opportunity to be that 80-year-old who can travel independently. You can choose vitality instead of decline. And for me, that's the trend that's worth sharing. That's the trend that's worth starting. So I don't want us as women to spend the second half of our lives managing illness, because that's what many of us are doing. We're spending the second half of our lives in our retirement managing illness. I don't want us to be in that position. I want us to spend it enjoying health. I want us to recognize that aging is inevitable, right? But growing old well, that's an investment. And that's the one we need to focus on. So your bank balance may determine how you live in retirement, but your health balance determines whether you can enjoy how you live in retirement. And for me, that's the most important thing. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Pelvic Secrets. TikTok, at Pelvic Secrets. Facebook, Jenny, J-E-N-N-I, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. And also Pelvic Floor Secrets, you'll find me on as well. And I think I'm on Snapchat at Pelvic Secrets. And I'm even on X at Pelvic Secrets, but I don't use them very often. So that's how I want to leave the show. We have an opportunity to look after ourselves. Something has to motivate us towards wellness. My hope is that you're motivated by just wanting to look good. If looking good is vanity, I want you to be vain. Be as vain as you can. But do it from a holistic, natural, authentic standpoint, and not from looking for medical intervention and a quick fix. Don't let anybody say that your body isn't something that you have naturally developed. Because there's nothing nicer than knowing, you know, that what you have, you know, you've worked for. You can't become the CEO of a company without investing time, energy, effort into understanding what needs to be done, how the company runs, and how it will profit. That's exactly the same with your health. Once you understand what you need to consider, what you need to make sure is available, what you maybe need to move to one side, park or remove, that's how you get the rewards. That's how you get promoted. Promote yourself by understanding how your body works. So until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe, stay well.